Hello.
Hi, hello, Demira. This is
Hi, sorry, my phone died. My phone has never died, and it just died.
You're fine. No,
Here,
I figured something like that happened. You're fine.
You
That's
want
I was. What was that?
I had to run out.
No, you're
Oh, I
fine.
was talking to someone.
You're fine.
But go ahead.
Yeah, before we continue, I do want to remind you we are on a recorded line. Before I continue,
Okay.
and then yeah, we're almost finished here. So I got down here. The type of
No
treatment
worries.
you received for the meningioma was radiation and surgery. Is that correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then who was the treating doctor? Was that James Forge as well?
No, that was, wait. Yeah, that was
That was
him.
James, right? Yeah. Okay.
James.
Yeah, because the other doctor was the one who Adam Levi was the one that just provided you the depot shots. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Gonna put James over here. He treated you at the Southern Hills Hospital, right, James?
Yes.
Okay, put that here. Put the treating facility address 9300. Alrighty, phone number. Alrighty, and then it's asking here, do you have a family history of meningioma?
I'm not sure because I'm adopted, so I don't
Okay.
know anything about
It's
my
okay.
natural born.
But to the best of your knowledge, you would say no, right? Because you have no clue of
Yeah.
whatsoever if there is. Okay, no worries. I'll put down
Yeah.
no.
They
And
just
then,
say no.
yeah, no worries. And then it's asking here, were you hospitalized for meningioma?
I was,
Okay.
but at the same hospital
The
that
Southern?
I, oh,
No worries. And
yeah.
then the last question after I asked for emergency contact, all it asks is let's see here. All it asks is what dates were you hospitalized for the meningioma? Is it like a couple days after you were diagnosed, like after June 6th?
It was treatment was performed like in June 2012. So, I was hospitalized for 7 to 8 days for the
Okay,
treatment.
7 to 8 days. Let me put that here.
Yeah.
Hospitalized for 8 to 10 days.
7 to 8 days.
Okay, 7 to 8. I'm gonna put 7-8 days. And then, what was the date it started? Was it like the 2 days after you found out you were diagnosed? A day after?
It was about, yeah, about 2 days after.
Okay. So
A couple
six.
days after,
So June 8th, since you were diagnosed in June
yeah.
6th. Okay, I got you.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you.
Treatment perform it was performed on the 8th, yeah.
Thank you. I got that already. So, and then it's asking here, do you have any medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
I mean, I should.
Okay, yeah, and if you don't, it's fine. Yeah. That is the only important question on that is you do know those medical records exist, correct?
I believe.
Okay. And then
I mean,
no,
go
you're
ahead.
fine. If the doctor told you were diagnosed with meningioma, there should be medical records. So,
Right, I would hope so.
yeah, you're funny. And then can you if you were to able if the law firm, makes you try to obtain these medical records, what's the best way for you to send them? Would it be mail, electronically, or both?
I'm both.
Both? Okay. I don't think it would ever get to that point, but if it does, it's just a question they would like to know. And then do you have
Okay.
do you have access to your MyChart login?
I don't.
You don't?
I didn't
Okay.
even know. What is that?
Usually that's an app where it's like it lets you choose as a doctor you would like to visit any nearby hospital. Like if you have a I
Oh,
don't have
I
it, but
never really went to the doctors much, besides for this treatment,
I
'cause
see.
I don't really. And since then too, I kind of got PTSD for it. I mean, it's so,
It's okay. I'm the same
so
way.
traumatic.
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure what that about that, but I would like, now that you've mentioned
Yeah.
it, look forward
You
or
should
look into
actually,
it.
yeah, you should actually look it up on you can actually log in. I'm not sure if you can make an account, but yeah, you should look into MyChart. It's like a yeah, it's really
Okay.
helpful, I heard. And then last question here. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
Sure, I couldn't give you my mom's information.
Okay, and then does she not live with or lives with?
No, she lives in another state, actually, but
okay.
She would be able to find me if you lost
no worries.
Me.
No worries. And then what is the spelling of your mother's first name?
Diana, D-I-A-N-A, same last name.
Same last name, okay.
C-I-E-R.
Yeah, I got you here. I'm just going to call paste that here. Thank you so much, though. I got that here. All righty. Same last name. And then I'm going to put mother for relationship. And then emergency phone number. Can I get her phone number?
562-618-2210.
I got you. I'm going to repeat that. Just confirm if it's correct. I got 562-618-2210.
Correct.
All right. Thank you. And then it's asking for an emergency contact email. Would you want me to put down your email instead, or do you want me to put an A?
Her email is identical to mine without the 79.
Okay.
So
let me actually see yours. Let me copy and paste that here, and then tell me how it is different from yours. Okay. So I have yours as D, and then your last name. And then 79 at gmail.com. So what
so
is
just
hers?
Without the 79,
okay.
And the last name, that's it, at Gmail.
Okay, so what I got for her is DCIERPICH at gmail.com.
Correct.
Thank you. And then emergency contact address. Do you want me to put an A here, or would you like to provide that?
No, it's fine. I can give you her address whenever
Fair
you're
with.
Ready.
Bear with me. Bear with me. All right. Whenever you're ready now.
It's 20919.
Mm-hmm.
Nectar, N-E-C-T-A-R. That's N-E-C-T-A-R Avenue. Lakewood, California. 90715.
I got that. So it's 20919 Nectar, spelled N-E-C-T-A-R, Avenue, Lakewood, California,
yep.
90715.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just going to copy and paste that here. Perfect. Yeah. And then are you able to provide a large eligible signature when I send these documents?
Yeah,
and that was the last question before I send this over to you. Bear with me for 30 seconds to a minute. I'm going to look over the intake, making sure I didn't, like, leave anything blank that needs to be filled out. So bear with me, okay? You did a great job. We're already done with
okay.
this portion.
Take your time. No worries.
Thank you. Alrighty, just want to confirm your birthday. Your birthday I got here is February 4th, 1979.
Correct.
Thank you. That's it. Let me just send this over now.
46 years old.
I'm old. You're not old. All right. You're funny. Okay, so let me put – okay, so Ben Martin. Okay, that's the law firm who's going to be representing you. I'm going to be texting you their law firm information as well, but it's going to be Ben Martin who's going to be representing you, the law firm. So let me send this
okay.
now. All righty. I'm going to be texting you on that same number that I told you. This is Guadalupe de Mera. We just spoke into – okay, yeah. It just sent over to you. I sent it as a text and as an email. It should come up as guadalupe@masstortstrategies.com.
Okay, got it already.
Perfect. So look over that. I'm going to be prepping up a text message to send over to you with the law firm information. While you look at that, let me see here. M-R-A. Alrighty, Ben Martin, Depo Provera.
I don't know why it's not opening it. My phone is probably having a hard time getting the signal right here.
Oh, the signal, huh? I figured, because when you were speaking to me earlier, it was having a hard time catching signal. Let me see.
I'm going to try to see if I can open it from the email, because it's not opening it from the text. Okay, here we
You're
go.
Fine.
Much better. The view document.
Ben Morton, 214-231-9824. All right.
There we go. Yeesh.
All right, it just said completed. Let me check this over on my end. Great job, you finished it already. Let's see here. Yeah, so a nice signature. So yeah, you did the signatures, great. yeah, great job. So what's gonna happen now, if you have any other questions, feel free to call me or text me on this direct number we're speaking on now, the 949. But they should be contacting you within a few business days. If they don't reach out to you by the end of this Friday, please text me and let me know so I can let my manager know. If they don't, I may have to live transfer you, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, other than that, do you have any other more questions for me? You did a great job. We're basically done.
Is there any way to keep a copy of the papers I signed?
Yeah, of course. So refresh your email.
Okay.
You should receive a copy of the one you signed.
Okay, let's see. Not so far, but I have DocuSign. I'm not sure. Maybe I kept it over in my DocuSign.
Okay.
Let's see.
That might have actually sent it through there. Actually, yeah, check that out and see if it's there. If not,
I can probably.
No, you're fine. Yeah, and if it's not, I can probably even send it myself to you because I have it over here.
Yeah, if you could just send that to me, because my phone is so slow right now, I can't tell.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay,
wait
a minute. I got it now. I got those signed forms now here.
Perfect.
It came in my email.
Yeah, it's showing your own signatures done already, right? Like everything filled out?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, that is your copy. Thank you so much for confirming you have that as well. Alrighty, so you have your copy as well. And like I said earlier, if they don't contact you by this Friday, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Other than that, you have a beautiful day, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.